Your arms are my castle, your heart is my sky. They wipe away tears that I cry. The good and the bad times, we've been through them all. You make me rise when I fall. 'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. 'Cause every time we touch, I feel the static. Still hear your voice when
Sticky.
And Zuck.
Look at that. No longer Toby and Zuck. Reminder to all the listeners, this is Sticky and Zuck, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, yeah. That's us. Check, check. Mic test. Mic test. 1, 2, 3. All right. We are so good to go right now. Hope you enjoyed listening to Put a Pin on It, just before us with, you know, very cool theme of things to end a movie with around along those lines. Very good job.
Yes. I had a great time as I came in just a few minutes before. How are you feeling today, Sticky?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Thank you for asking. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I was a little sleepy. DJ Alice, sorry, Alice DJ, Better Off Alone, off of Better Off Alone, Unset Year, was really, really brought joy to my heart. Gave me some energy, feeling rearing, ready to go, baby.
So glad, because what a banger. I mean, to start us off, every time we touch Cascada,
I get the feeling.
Forget the lyrics.
Every time do we touch, do,
I get
do you
that
feel
feeling.
Like you can fly or something like
I
that?
I feel like I... Every time I feel we like touch, I get this the feeling.
And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly.
Yes, exactly.
Die? I think it's fly. I think it's fly.
It is fly.
That's nice. It's a nice lyric.
Beautiful song. I mean, quintessentially dance of the 90s. Not that I was around at that time, but...
No, I get the vibes, though. Like, I was there. Rebirth and whatnot.
I've been to many a 90s throwback party, which I was... Not like I wasn't at in the 90s, but I was at a throwback party, so basically
he
the
was
same
at
thing.
A throwback. It was Y2K vibes, it was
thank you,
early
thank
aughts,
you.
It was late 90s, it was early 90s.
Yeah, I had big baggy jeans.
Can we talk about just saying early aughts as a thing? I think it's great.
Early aux?
Aughts.
Aughts. What's that?
And knots. It's like the English way of saying
the
2000s.
Noughts.
The
yes,
thousands.
Yes, yes. The early
the triple
zeros.
Zeros.
Yes, of course.
Because why say 2000s when you could say early aughts?
I like that.
The aughts. The knots. I don't know how to spell aughts. Sticky, question for you. What do we have coming up next?
One of my personal favorites, Praise You by Fatboy Slim, goes a little bit like this.
Celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
And we are back. Whoa, my bad. Sorry for that peeking there. This is Zook.
Hello.
That's on me.
I've been freed.
He's been freed.
All right.
I'd like to apologize to the listener for my rookie soundboard usage.
I just believe that, you know, Toby, you're setting yourself on too high of a standard, I think.
Well, it's your standard. That's the thing is, maybe you're just too good. You're just better than me. It might be the issue.
I think it's the opposite. I think greatness desires even more greatness. Anyways, what were we just listening to?
Sorry, what?
What were we just listening?
Greatness desires even more greatness.
Yeah,
I mean,
like greatness is people who aren't content with being great and want to be awesome instead. You know, I'm
a little, yeah, okay.
No,
okay,
because, no, listen. I'm going to explain this one. I, for instance, like, I could be happy with where I am now, right?
Master soundboard engineer.
Exactly. And, you know, chug through life. And choo-choo, yet, baby. I want to master choo-choo. That soundboard even more. I want to double down. I want to be able to mix my voice over songs, interrupting the song. What could this mean?
I mean, I think that's what the listeners are here. I think the listeners are here for that reason.
That's what I've heard, too.
For those wondering, last song was Wind in Our Sail by Weezer. It's not quite in the... It's not exactly what we were going for, dance-wise, but it's a tune.
But it's Weezer.
An absolute tune. Weezer.
And I believe, me personally...
He believes.
That yeah. Weezer is, like, absolutely... Like, what defines the 2000s, the noughts, you know?
Ain't that the truth,
brother. Lads?
Yeah, of course.
Now,
yeah.
Speaking of things that the 90s and the 2000s, I'd have to say Blink 182 has been an absolute, I mean, monolith in the scene. Obelisk.
Monolith and obelisk. Wow, that's quite monolithic. A statement. It really, really is. And I think you're right in a lot of ways. And
yeah.
And to be quite honest, yeah, I mean, there's nowhere I could have said it but myself.
Absolutely. I like the Cockney.
It's not very Cockney, let's be honest here, bruv.
Well, it's a little bit Birmingham. Birmingham, innit? Can of Coke.
Let's see, what you got there? What'd you pop it on?
What I've got next?
Pop it on.
Well, I'll pop it on right now. It's called Buddy Holly by Weezer. See you later. This is Sticky.
And this is Zook.
Perfect. Just letting you guys know midway through this song.
In case you forgot. Don't you ever fear, I'm always there. I know that you.
That's absolutely true. You know, great stuff over here.
Great stuff. Great absolutely. Riff that was.
Yeah,
I think.
No,
I don't know
if
you guys could hear it,
you
but
you guys probably couldn't hear it. But I mean, it was.
Great. It was really good. It, how did it sound again?
I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that,
well,
right?
Well, the listeners will tell us, right?
They will tell us
because they heard it.
I think they heard it. Back to Weezer.
Back to Weezer.
Thanks, Sticky.
It was a Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I saw more of my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Then later on the drive home, I call
message hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still won't lose my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? About the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And you still act like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age? That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line. Why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
This is Sticky and
Zook,
and we're serving you up the trashiest 90s and 2000s hits. You know it. That was that was What's My Age Again by Blink-182.
Off of what album?
Off of what album? Enema of the State.
Enema of the State.
Zook is going to talk about this.
It's a crazy album name.
Crazy album name.
Is there something else I had to say?
It's
a crazy album name.
But yeah,
in case
the trashiest you're songs. We've got Weezer. We've got Blink-182. And next.
And for those listeners counting, we did play Weezer two times in a row.
And that's okay, because I love Weezer.
We're just like that.
This next song is Peanut Butter Jelly by Galantis. You probably know them from their No Money phase. I'll let you guys listen to this one.
Yeah.
Sleepless nights at the chateau. Visualize it.
I'll give it something to do.
Crunch, crunch, wherever we go. Visualize it.
I'll give it something to do.
To get a wildfire burning. Visualize it.
I'll give it something to do.
Ace high and going all in. Visualize it.
I'll give it something.
Spread it back. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. Want more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. Want more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire. Na 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 na.
I'm back. Just to read you a little PSA. You know, if it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical just to toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well, harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first, track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that'll do the trick. So, when something breaks of yours, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet, the World Wide Web, for instructions. And remember, if you were going to throw it out anyways, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. Ah, you know, what a great PSA. Toby, that just, like, that makes me feel like I need a story. Can you, tell me a little story?
It's funny, because I actually did have a story. It's It's a little story about a little guy that lives in a... I'm trying to remember. I think he lives in a blue world.
Oh.
All day, all night. Everything he sees is just blue.
No.
Yeah. It's like him inside and outside. His inside and his outside is blue.
No way.
He lives in a blue house.
That's
He's got
crazy. A
blue window. And I think you know the rest of it.
I think I do. I think it goes a little like this.
Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye, 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 da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye, 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 da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye.
Madre fue. sorry about this thing over there.
There's a fire truck going by. Sorry about that.
Greatest of apologies to y'all listeners. That was Te Aviso, Te Anuncio Tango by Shakira.
You'd like to explain why we chose that song?
Off of her 2001 release, Laundry Service. Because it's a great song. And,
all right. Don't beat around the bush here. Don't lie to your audience.
I said, why don't we do Shakira? But we got to have something early enough that it counts for the aughts or the 90s. And
let's do something underground, something that no one knows.
Nobody knows. And that's what I really think is the heart of it. It's a classic tune from Shakira. Not a lot
that
of people
we've never
know
heard, but that's okay.
We have never heard. It was a random one. It said Tango. I got excited. What can I say?
Yeah.
Most recent news is she was done for tax evasion a second time.
A second time for more than $7 million, so I've heard.
I believe so. Yeah, that's what the rumors are saying.
Many people are saying this. How would we like to end this show in terms of song choices?
I think in a way that the listeners would approve.
Okay, well, so I've been thinking, there's been some big cult, as I said before, cultural monoliths, my friends. It is a word. I'm going to make it a word.
It is a word. I think you're using it incorrectly, which is what was funny.
You know, a couple movies, big movies in theaters, have really got me thinking about, the color pink. And
I couldn't agree more.
And things of that nature.
Such as colors and pink?
Yes, exactly.
Classic.
Lead that on, we're going to be playing a banger.
Lead that off is what he meant to say.
To lead that off.
First monolith, now this. Continue.
We're going to lead this off with a banger called Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. In plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Right, before we leave you with one of the best songs of this year.
Easily. Yeah. Easily.
You know, it just has a lot of relevance to the 90s and 2000s. You'll understand. Before we leave you with that, I just wanted to let you know that you are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. That's right, 91.5 WMFO Medford. I actually...
It's FM, by the way. It's not AM.
I said WMFO.
No. 91.5 FM.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm just saying. They might think it was AM.
I'm just looking at the top one.
Oh, I was looking at the bottom. You're right. That's on me.
We got
sorry,
conflicting
listeners.
Ones. Sorry. Anyways, we'll leave you with this. One of the best songs of the year. Peace.
Alert! Alert! DJ Crazy Times! If you want parties to be making, have some noise! Bratislava! All the women in the world! Let me see your beautiful faces! Oh, I've got an idea! World peace!